Thank you for joining us on WCCY, and we are back with our guest on Musical Notes, Bob Hiltonen.
Where did you go? Where have I been? That I haven't seen you, my friend. Where did you go? How long has it been since I haven't seen you, my friend? Do you remember when we was 10? Just you and me, pal, we was friends till the end. Well, please remember a dear old chum, all of them good times we was just having fun. Where did you go? Where have I been? That I haven't seen you, my friend. Where did you go? How long has it been since I haven't seen you, my friend? And I've always been a passionate man. I followed my dreams and I've made all my stands. And you always was the rational one. You took me back home when I've had too much fun. We've had a push and we've had a shove, but the scars have all healed now as brotherly love. And all of these years have seen us apart. You still have close friend, you lie close to my heart. Where did you go? Where have I been? That I haven't seen you, my friend.
What instruments do you play?
Oh, let me answer that in a roundabout way if
okay.
I can.
Yes.
At some point for me, I learned about the, you know, again, this is where I have to thank Mike Irish. And if anybody doesn't know who he is, you're missing out. He's wonderful. But he has helped me come to understand. And of course, an incredible amount of my own study. It's not to say that I haven't put a lot of my energy into understanding music. But at some point for me, I started focusing on how music works itself as a relationship of like sound and time and how this is like this moving relationship of space between sounds, intervals of pitch, da da, you know, no, and so studying how intervals affect things makes you see music through a kind of a different lens, I would say. You don't think of like a guitar produces sounds and an accordion produces. You know, here's a C chord on a guitar, here's a C chord on a piano. I just think of, like, here's the notes that spell a C. Where are they on this instrument?
Cool.
So I don't, it doesn't really matter what instrument. As long as I own one and I understand how it works, eventually I will play it because I have that fascination and I have the understanding. And it's, you know, it's not as, like, amazing. It's a skill you can learn. It's not, like, it's like, you know, you might have a pretty good grasp of mathematics, but somebody who's really spent a lot of time knows things about math that would surprise you, you know, even though you've been doing it your whole life. So it's the same kind of thing. It's something you can acquire. It's a skill. And, yeah, I think it comes from teaching and people asking, you know, I've been teaching music lessons for almost, I think, 15 years now. People ask questions, you don't have the answer. So, let me get you to that next week, you know, and then you find it, and eventually you find a lot of answers. And then you, it, you know, as learning is, you have this thing filed away and this thing filed away in your mind, and then they connect like a web, and then you see how everything is just sort of, like, refined and kind of easy once you get the big picture. But it takes a long time to get the big picture. You know? You have to walk pretty far away from the trees to see the forest, you know, right? What I mean?
So in this roundabout way, what I hear you saying is, with study and practice and knowing where the notes are in each instrument, with time you can learn that instrument.
Yes,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, if you understand music, I mean, you're doing the same thing with every instrument, right? You're controlling some kind of sound through time, you know. So if you have a system, like a scientific way to think about the sound, and then you have physical mastery of time, as in time, and dividing it into chunks, then you will, you just have an innate understanding of music, because that's all music really is, right? I mean, it's just sound through time. Simple.
Thank you for that. That's very interesting.
No problem. It's like, well, that's just my job. I do this all day.
Right, know? Right.
And it's fun.
When you're teaching students, what is the main thing that you want them to always, always remember and do?
Well, just enjoy it. You know, that's like, it's hard to say this, but do it for yourself. Like, do it. You have to practice. I mean, you don't get good at anything without doing it. That's just... I mean, we have muscles that have to learn. They're not like your brain, where you can just sort of passively use your senses to, like, accumulate information. Your body has to do it. So you have to practice, but you have to make it fun. So just find a way to use yourself against yourself. You know, find out how to have fun and just play as much as you can have. And it's easy to say that. And even for me, there's a lot of things I should be working on, but I don't, because it's more fun to do this or that. And that's being a human. It's all
right. Yeah, right.
Forgive yourself for that too, I guess.
Right. Where do you perform on a regular basis?
Right now, it's Bonfire now, right, of the 7th floor. Every Wednesday with Steve Jones in the Garden City High Club, or some combination thereof of that group of musicians. That's every Wednesday, and then I play there also alone, or again with a guest if I feel like it, usually at least one Thursday or Saturday a month. Other than that, I mean, nothing too regular right now. I'm talking to a few people, maybe there'll be some more regular stuff coming up, but I haven't really been actively booking for a couple of years now. I just sort of let what comes to me come to me. Kind of trying to take the weight off of performing, and let you know, for many years that was my bread and butter. And now I'm a lot busier. And so, you know, it's kind of fun to perform on more on my terms than just having to do it to, you know, barely live.
Right.
It's fun to do it for fun.
Yes. Yeah. Bob, any closing thoughts? Man, you and I could keep you here for like 3 days.
Yeah, well, I'll come back anytime you want.
We will do it again. In fact, we are going to... Yeah, you'll cool. be back. You'll
yeah, any be back. Anytime. This is nice.
This is a good
way to start my day.
It's an excellent way to start the day.
To get anywhere, you have to take the first step. You know, so just don't say, well, that's only for people that have talent. Talent is just a product of desire and work, right? I mean, people always say, oh, you're so talented, it's natural. But I mean, they don't see the 10 hours or 15 hours a day nowadays that I'm putting into music. Like, of course you're going to get good at it that way, you know? So it has nothing to do with, I'm not naturally, I mean, maybe in ways I hear in a unique way or use process, but that's only like the first small step. The true gift is the desire, like the burn to do it. So if I can do anything just to motivate people to just say, hey, yes, you can do it. Just if you have that feeling that, like, oh, I just want to so bad, then just use that. That's the motor. You know, the rest of it just goes, you need fuel, I guess, for the motor, but that's my job.
All right. Oh, Bob, this was so fun. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, thank you. I had a good time, too.
I did, too, yeah. We're speaking with Bob Hilton and our guest this week on Musical Notes. We'll be right back.
Baby, if you want nice things, maybe you found the wrong guy. Baby, if you want sweet dreams, baby, let's give it a try. Baby, let's give it a try. Yeah, I could never give you all the things that money could buy. But I could make your world a better place, huh, if you only let me try. Just let me try. But baby, if you want nice things, maybe you found the wrong guy. If you want sweet dreams, baby, let's give it a try. Baby, let's give it a try. And don't get me wrong, give it all that I got, huh, if that's what you need.